In Florida, more cleanup and the recovery from Hurricane Charley. Power is still out to about 500,000 homes, and health officials worry that that could cause more deaths and injuries as people try to clear debris in the unforgiving heat. There is special concern about older residents. Florida has set up 10 shelters designed to care for the elderly who are especially vulnerable in the storm's aftermath. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
In the storm-littered parking lot of an old Home Depot in Port Charlotte, Laura Raffone uses a two-way radio to coordinate a fleet of buses out helping fragile storm victims.
On that wheelchair, are we transporting or a school bus?
The temporary bus station is run by Charlotte Area Transit, also known as the Sunshine Ride, which usually takes people on shopping trips or to doctor's appointments.
10-4, thank you. Okay, so just bring them back here.
Now, Raffone is sending drivers to storm-ravaged neighborhoods to check on their mostly elderly customers.
We have, I think 6 drivers out right now, either giving people ice and water and picking them up and bringing them back here to bring into a shelter or whatever they need.
Raffone says many of her clients don't have family nearby to check on them, and some have been reluctant to evacuate their homes.
They're set in their ways. They're set, they're 80s and 90s years old. They're happy where they've been, and that's their home, and they know where everything is, so they don't want to be uprooted.
Because it's a popular Gulf Coast retirement destination, Charlotte County has one of the oldest populations in the country. Nearly 35% of the residents here are over 65. The median age in the city of Punta Gorda is 63. With no power for days, the extreme heat and primitive conditions can be dangerous, especially for people with medical conditions. Dee Hawkins is with Charlotte County Fire and Rescue.
It's devastating. I mean, not just to life and property, it's devastating to them because their services are cut off. Their in-home meals, their housekeeping services, they're completely cut off from it. So now they're isolated. In normal situations, they have trouble taking care of themselves. Well, now we've got the disaster, no water, no electricity. It's terrifying.
Search and rescue crews have been checking house to house to make sure people are okay and helping them get rides to shelters.
Did you bring shoes for your husband?
Yes, I think
maybe we should slip some shoes on just so his feet don't get caught on anything, okay?
Back at the bus depot, Laura Raffone is helping Pat Stuyvesant get her husband Bob's wheelchair loaded on a school bus bound for a shelter equipped to handle his special needs.
My husband is 90 years old. He's had a stroke. He has heart problems, and the heat was going to kill him in a couple days.
The couple moved from Peoria to a Port Charlotte condo 2 years ago.
What, honey?
A pants.
Yeah, you got your pajama pants and you got your shorts. We just didn't take time to take your pajama pants off.
At 80, she's his primary caregiver and is being treated for breast cancer herself. Getting by in the aftermath of the storm was taking its toll.
We just put cold water on our heads and around our necks, took cloths, and drink a lot of water. This is the first time since all this happened that I have felt a sense of relief.
She's got one suitcase and a stack of blankets and pillows.
And I had to rush around and pack and get our medicines and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know whether I've got everything or not, but I got the essentials. I forgot my eye drops.
That shouldn't be a problem where the Stuyvesants are headed. The state's special needs shelters are equipped with pharmacies and have doctors, nurses, therapists, and even crisis counselors available to treat storm victims. One of the largest is in Sarasota at the Robarts Arena.
Imagine this is a facility that is utilized for community events, from high school graduations to fairs.
Now about 200 cots covered in white linens line the floor where graduates and livestock once roamed. Dr. Jennifer Fairburn is running this makeshift hospital for the Florida Department of Health. She says more than 200 people have come through the shelter since it opened Sunday morning.
Most of them had medical needs ranging from diabetes to oxygen requirements. However, we also did receive 50 dementia patients from one Alzheimer's facility.
They've since been moved to permanent facilities, and that's the goal here. To provide immediate health care for storm victims and then find them somewhere to stay for the long term, say at a nursing home or assisted living center, for those who won't have a home to return to anytime soon. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Sarasota, Florida.